Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Sam Crowley. I'm fired up. I'm so freaking fired up. Apologies needed. Apology. I am on the phone right now recording the show. I'm not in the studio. Studio be defined as my really expensive microphone plugged into my highly sophisticated software. But hey, I spent $770 on this smartphone, so I'm going to use it. And I'm going to use it for this podcast right here. Man, I got an amazing story for you. I don't know. I just got the spirit's moving in me, okay? Can I just share this with you? The spirit's moving inside. I want to share this with you. I want to motivate you today. That's what I want to do. I want to motivate you today. For those of you that are just tuning in, I mean, I'm so sorry. You don't even know what's going on. You go back. You got to go back and listen to the first 700 shows. And then you'll be almost kind of halfway there to the way, where the rest of Saturday Nation is right now. Loose cannon, bubble on a skillet, Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast, founder of the website by the name same name. Ex-stutter trips up on his words sometimes, could barely spell cat if you gave him the C and the A back in the day. But here I am. Here I am, man. Alive and kicking, in excess reference. So here we go, baby. Here we go. You are fighting from victory, not for victory. Do you know how long I've been waiting all day to share that one line with you? I'm fighting for victory, man. I'm fighting. No. No, the battle's already won. The battle's already won. Now you're fighting from victory. That feels so much better. The battle's won, man. Now, it may not be won the way you wanted it to win. Like, there's not a rules. There's a quote I'm thinking of, and I'm going to butcher it, but it's a pretty good quote. And even if I get it 60% of the way right, it's going to be a damn good quote. It goes something like this. People who operate in a finite world operate, they play within, oh, this is going to be good, within boundaries. People operating in a finite world operate within the boundaries, play within the boundaries. People who operate from an infinite perspective play with boundaries. Get it? Play within or play with boundaries? Like, you should be playing with boundaries. Like, you should be pushing these things around. And imagine just like yarn. Like, I'm playing with a cat, man. I got that little thing of yarn moving all the way around. Obviously, I got cats at home, so I'm picturing myself just moving. The boundary was over there where the string was, and now the string's over here, and he's going all crazy trying to catch it. Man, that's what I do. I just keep moving it around, moving it around. Case in point, you on my email list? Don't do anything just yet. Do not opt in. Stuff is blowing up, man. Stuff just got wild. I sent an email out to my list. If you got it yesterday, you know that I've got an email list of 39,000 people, soon to be about I got 585 now, maybe 800. What is it? I'm operating from victory, man. I sent an email out yesterday. You got it if you're on my list, and it said that I'm making some major changes, major shift in my life and my business. The website's completely overhauled. Should be live by the end of this week. You're going to love it, man. Yours truly. Got the hair all gussied up, man. Extra firm gel and got a photo shoot done. That's right, baby. Took the $12 Great Clip haircut and we rocked that thing out. So we got new photos on the website, new design, membership area, loads and loads of free content. If you're not part of my Facebook group, go to Sam Crowley's Dreamers, Doers, and Entrepreneurs. Find us on Facebook right there. Yeah, so it's going well. And then I also said, hey, man, I'm leading with my faith now. And I'm not saying if you're not Christian, you can't follow the brand. That's not it at all. But rather than Jesus Christ being in the background in my business, I'm just going to bring him to the forefront. I mean, had I not sent the email, nobody would have been probably none the wiser. But I want everybody to know that God is using me as a vessel to communicate to you. Okay? I'm not asking for your tithes and offering just yet. Yeah, I don't even have a plate to pass right now, to be quite honest with you. But I know I got 30 years left, man. I'll be dead. Remember that podcast from last week? Subtract your current age from 75. I don't know. Is that the average age? Everybody dead around 75? Take out the high and the low, maybe somewhere around there. I'm using 75 as the benchmark. So I'll be dead in 26 years. I don't want an email list of 39,000 people when 38,000 of them don't open them, read them, take action, anything like that. I want authentic, and you should want this too, authentic, real relationships, man. You should want everybody in your inner circle should pull off their mask and show you who they really are. Now, careful. When people do that, believe what they show. You know what I'm talking about? Always believe who people show you who they are. But, man, don't you want authentic relationships? Like, I don't want, I got an email list of a million people. Yeah, I'm great. And then I get my pay-per-clicks at 1 cent a click. None of that even matters. What, are you going to put that on your tombstone? Here lies Sam Crowley, who got Facebook pay-per-click down to 1 cent on an ad that he ran in October of 2017. Well, that's nice. Yeah, that's what I want. Not father, husband, son of God, child of God. Not son of God. Child of God, right? Maybe some people would put son of God on there. But you know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm fired up that the victory's already won for you. You know, we worry, we agonize. There's no power coming from a position of fear. You know, fear is, it doesn't represent power. Fear represents the enemy. It represents the enemy getting inside your head saying, who do you think you are? You can't do this. The victory's already been won, man. So when you operate from victory, it's much different than saying, I'm going for victory. People play sporting events, I'm going for the victory. I'm going in life and in business. You operate from victory. You understand what I'm talking about? I mean, I'm so jacked up to get this message to you because so many people are playing small. So many people are afraid to show their authentic self because of why? Because they don't measure up. Someone may not like it. They may offend somebody. Do you know how many people I offended yesterday? As soon as I sent the emails, like an autoresponder, bing, 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 bing. Now, 95% of the emails back were amazing. And if you were one of them, thank you. You blessed me. You were so supportive. And again, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, I'm not going to wear a white robe around with sandals. It's not the image I'm going for with every day is Saturday yet. But I am going to lead with my faith. That's just, I don't want to hide from it. It's just who I am. So it's pretty cool. I mean, very casual email. But some people are like, oh, you're a Christian. Obviously, you don't care about the truth. Yeah. Dude, whatever, man. That passive-aggressive, that makes you happy. I don't even know the names. I couldn't even get mad because as soon as I saw like the first sentence, I deleted the email. Gave it no energy. Email's beautiful, man. Because people, that guy probably took an hour to write whatever he wrote. I don't even know what he wrote. Paragraph 5, I don't even know. I didn't even read it. But he probably took an hour to write that email, and it took me 3 seconds to delete it. Not even. I opened it, 1 second, skimmed it, yeah, 2 seconds, delete button, 3 seconds. So in 3 seconds, all his work he put into that email, done. And anybody else who wrote an email back, well, Sam, I understand, but, you know, did you know that? Delete. Ain't got time for that, man. Ain't got time for that. This wasn't any kind of a, I wasn't looking for a conversation necessarily about anything other than just what I sent out. That's it. So when people, if they're going to come at, and by the way, they're going to come at you. And if they're not, you're not even doing anything. I'm not saying you got to go get yourself some haters. I don't really believe that. I don't think we should hate anybody. I don't hate anybody. I don't want anybody to hate me. Certainly don't want anybody to hate me for my faith. But you're going to ruffle feathers, and you're going to piss some people off, and you're going to get some people thinking, who do you think you are? Well, if you're not doing that, man, are you playing in the safe zone? I mean, you're playing so safe, so secure. You're just going to tiptoe to your grave, not offending anybody. We don't go looking to offend people, but by our actions alone, when you're bold, you're going to offend people who are playing average, and you're going to challenge them just by your actions. You don't even need to say anything. They're going to look at you, and they're going to say, who do you think you are? And you're going to say, I am a fear-demolishing, action-taking champion child of God. It's who I am. Who are you? Who are you? Who am I? Who are you? So I wanted this message to find you at a time and a place in your life when you could use it. Maybe right now, maybe you're not going through the battle. Maybe you don't need to claim victory, although I find that highly unlikely because of life happening to all of us every single day. I'm not saying to pose, man. You don't, and no, you don't need to email me and tell me that, you know, well, you really are and you took your mask off. Just take it off, and I'll know down the road. I don't know. We'll connect somehow. Maybe I'm stalking you right now. Maybe I got NSA on my side. All my podcast listeners, I can see what you're doing right now. Wouldn't that be scary? But I want you to remove the mask. Be authentic. Strive to have authentic relationships with people. Strive to have a real conversation, not some BS thing about how are you, good, how are you, how's life, oh, it's great. No, it's not. It sucks, right? Sometimes you got to say that. No, it sucks, but here's what I'm doing about it. Or it really is great. It's amazing, but let me tell you how I got here, man. It wasn't just like this. There was a little bit of a struggle. Can I share that with you? Absolutely. That's life, man. That's life. Not everybody's just walking around like they ate a banana sideways. Sometimes, but there's a real struggle there. And I wanted this message to hit you that when you come at it from that perspective, that you're going at it from victory, not for victory, man, it changes. Just that, it's that massaging of the message in your mind. I mean, the mindset is just, it's everything, man. So that's where I'm at. I'm going to log off now off the Everyday Saturday podcasting mobile device. I hope you were able to get through it without the perfect crisp sound of the studio. And just know, man, I'm thinking about you, everybody. Can you get to Atlanta? Can you go to mymomentumclub.com, sign up, $47, get yourself 2 tickets to my live event coming up in 2 weeks in Atlanta? Man, would love to take a photo with you and claim your victory right there. Would you do that, or would you make an excuse? Yeah, I got something going on. Yum, 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 yum. No, just get to Atlanta. Come on, let's do it. Let's do it. I want to see you there. Go to mymomentumclub.com. Oh, by the way, the magazine's coming out, issue number 2. I'm an author of a magazine. Are you kidding me, man? Like I said, I used to write little crayons, you know, upside down, stick figures, a magazine. Come on. A Momentum Monthly? All the great content inside there, our Facebook group, everything. Oh, come on now. You got to get yourself some of that. Go to mymomentumclub.com and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.